Now we are told here, then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Joseph's tomb is nearby. This at the fork of the old Roman road south of Sychar. Here was where he meets now the woman at the well. And Mount Gerizim is to the northwest. I've been at that spot and have taken pictures there. And the synagogue of the Samaritans was on the slope of Mount Gerizim. And we find that this is the place that our Lord now comes to. And we're told here that in verse 6, now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and was about the sixth hour. The sixth hour, according to Roman time, was apparently 6 o'clock in the evening, Jewish time, 12 noon, and apparently we're following Jewish time here. He was wearied with his journey. How perfectly human he was. You see, John presents him as the Son of God, as God manifest in the flesh. The Word was made flesh. And friends, there's something here, again, that though the language is simple, it's overwhelming. Think of it, the God of eternity. He came down to this earth. The Word was made flesh, pitched his tent here among us, and he went through Samaria, and he sat down at a well in order that he might reach this woman of Samaria. Now, the Samaritans were a poor group of people in that day. And we read, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. Now, this woman was obviously a dissolute woman. I think she was probably as common as pig tracks. She's rude and immoral. We'd call her today a broad, a hussy, if you please. And what a contrast to the man we saw in the last chapter, Nicodemus. And notice, Nicodemus, who was religious to his fingertips, our Lord was harsh and blunt with Nicodemus, but notice how gentle he is with this woman. And he asks a favor. He appeals to her sympathy. He was thirsty. He asks for a drink. And twice, he's refused by this woman. And we have here, she resented his approach, and she resisted any spiritual implication that he made here. And what condescension on his part. He was the water of life, and he asks for water. And apparently it was noontime. His disciples had gone into the city to buy meat. That's verse 8. Then verse 9, then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And tell you, she's rude here and insolent, impudent, impertinent, and she tosses her pert and saucy head here, and she makes this racial distinction. It is said that the Samaritans would sell to the Jews, but they wouldn't drink of the same vessel at all. And you see what our Lord is doing here. He's coming actually to the very lowest place that he could come to. Now, notice how our Lord dealt with her. He was very skillful, sympathetic, but he deals with her forcefully, faithfully, and factually. And he doesn't give her a talk on integration or civil rights. He wasn't a candidate for some office. He just appealed to her womanly curiosity. He created an interest, a thirst. And notice what he said. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. You see, he's really appealing to her curiosity. And notice that her attitude changes immediately. The woman saith unto him, sir. She left that out before. You see, she was impudent, rude. But now, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou this living water? You see, the whole point here is that this woman here is thinking in terms of the physical, and her thinking could get no higher than the water level down in that well, by the way. That's as far as it could go. And then she asks the question, art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? And her thinking, you see, is to the level of that well, and she identified herself with Jacob, you see. And she does that, of course, purposely.